touch a flame, feel its heat. So we can touch unconditional love and sense its reality. This is Dr. Herbert O'Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Touch a flame and feel its heat. So we can touch unconditional love and sense its reality. Now, who would ever want to stick their finger in a flame or touch a flame? Well, many people do. Many people do. We touch a flame and we feel its heat. We want to take our fingers and dampen them and then put them over a candle wick and turn off the candle. We want to do many things where we touch a flame to feel its heat. We put our hand on a stove and it's too hot. And we put our hand by the fireplace and it's too hot. We do many things where we touch a flame and we feel its heat. We have the possibility of touching unconditional love and sensing its reality. How do I touch unconditional love and sense its reality? Unconditional love is something untouchable. It's something that is emotional, that is not something that is physical or mental, or perhaps mental, but it's not physical. Therefore, how can we touch it? How can I know unconditional love and know its reality? Well, every time I do a lovely thing for another person or myself, we might best start out with ourselves. Every time I do something nice for myself by saying to myself, I like me, I feel unconditional love. Every time I do anything where I am being kind to myself and being kind to my world, I am expressing unconditional love. When I look at another person and I see them as beautiful and sensitive and caring and good, I am expressing my unconditional love because that person is a reflection, of course, of me. And so whatever I see in them, I am. And when I can see in them beauty, harmony, goodness, light, love, peace, joy, all of the virtues that I could want to have for myself, then truly I am touching unconditional love and I am sensing its reality. This is something we choose to do. This is something that is part of our nature. It's something that, though it's part of our nature, we choose to do it. Now, there are many things that we choose to do as part of our nature that are not beneficial to us. When we get upset with another person for anything that they're doing, that's just part of our nature, and we are causing ourselves to be in distress because we are looking at them doing something that does not please us. The first thing we do is to look at ourselves and say, okay, if they're a reflection of me, what sort of thing is going on in me causing me to see that in them? What's going on in me causing me to see them being unkind in any way or being unconditionally loving in any way? Whenever I look at another person, whenever I look at anything else in life, and I see what it is doing and I see it is acting in a way that is not making me happy, I instantly stop. And I surround that person with my pure white light of love. I surround myself with my pure white light of love. And I see myself loving, gentle, kind in every beautiful way. And as I see myself loving, gentle, kind in every beautiful way, I see myself doing those things that make me happy, that make me feel good. I do those things that are allowing me to touch unconditional love and sense its reality. These things are allowing me to know who and what I am, as beautiful as I could ever be, as wonderful as I could ever be, as thoughtful and caring as I could ever be. Now, we think we'd like to have this unconditional love and the ability to sense our reality as something that is every day, something that we do all of the time. And, in fact, we do. We have it all the time, but we are not aware of it. Now, the more we become aware of it, the more we are not doing it. Because when we have to train ourselves to do something, we're not doing it. As soon as we no longer train ourselves, but we do it subconsciously, we do it subjectively, we do it in every manner of our being, then we are doing it. A person doesn't know they're smiling at another person until they stop and think, what is their face doing? And the minute they stop and think, what is their face doing, then their smile becomes wooden. Their smile becomes ineffective for being unconditional love. It becomes a facade, something we're doing on purpose, not something that we're doing by nature, by our inner beingness, by who we are. When we like ourselves, we just naturally like the world around us. When we think that we are nice people, we naturally observe the world around us as filled with nice people doing nice things and being absolutely fantastic. When we observe ourselves, and we don't really observe ourselves, but when we are causing ourselves to be our natural being of unconditional love, then we can be sure that we are touching that sense of reality. We are touching the sense of wisdom and genius within us that says, yes, that's correct. Yes, that's correct. But don't do it on purpose, outwardly. Do it on purpose, inwardly. Continually say to yourself, I like me. Continually say to yourself, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. Continually say to yourself, this body I have here is a beautiful vehicle to express my love, my unconditional love for all my world. And I express it every moment of my life. If I ever have a thought that comes into my mind that says something in the world is not right, I immediately say, all is in divine order. If I don't put it in divine order in my house, if I don't put it in divine order in my thinking, if I don't put it in divine order, period, it's not going to be in divine order. Because I am the creator of my world, objective, subjective. I am the creator of my world that is around me and in me and through me. And as the creator of that world, the kind of person I am is the kind of world I am. I experience and I know outwardly. The kind of person I am is the kind of person that is all about me, that is reflected back to me from the universe in which I have placed my creation. When I have the ability, when I have the desire to just be myself and have fun, to be a delightful, charming, wonderful, thoughtful, peaceful person, then all in my world is delightful, thoughtful, charming, peaceful, and it's wonderful. I can touch the flame and feel its heat. That's sort of a reality thing. And I can also touch unconditional love and sense its reality when I live in a constant state of I like me, a constant state of my world is good, a constant state of all in my world are beautiful, fantastic, glorious, and wonderful. I live in that constant state of beingness, and it is done for me, and I am in delight in having it done. We make this by choice. Every moment of our life is a life spent by choice. I choose to say, all is in divine order, all is in divine order, all is in divine order, and I use that as a mantra that is so perfect and so pure and so wonderful that all is in divine order in my world. And that includes me, and that includes my body, and that includes my friends, that includes my family, that includes everything and everybody. All is in divine order. And I say it again and again and again. And it doesn't matter to me what appearances may be. I put the cause in motion, regardless of appearances, and the appearances flow forth from the cause that I put in motion, that all is in divine order now. And I know it, and I love it, and I am it, and so are you, my beloved world. I love you. I love you. I love you.